Shalom friends, we have this incredible opportunity to tap into the most spiritual moments of the whole year. Sages teach us that the light of the Chanukiah is really bringing the original light of creation, the light of spirituality, back into the universe, and that our neshama, our soul, which is a finite expression of infinite light, is being lit up when we light the Chanukah candles. So before we even light the candles, our sages teach us that we have to do a few things. The first one is mitbonen, to consider, to contemplate. The war between the Greeks and the Jews, the cultural battle between gashmiut, materiality and physicality, and ruchniut, real spirituality. To contemplate in our lives, how much are all the things I'm chasing? Success in terms of physical and material items, driving a Tesla, having a good job, having a beautiful house. How much are those things really helping me become a healthier, kinder, happier person? Remembering that Judaism says there's nothing wrong with having those things. We can have a nice house and a nice car and a good job, but that's not what we're living for. That's not what we're yearning for. That's not going to make us happy, kind, healthy, great people. We don't see that the richest people in the world are the happiest people in the world with the best marriages. But we see that the people who are truly connected to their soul, to their neshama, to their intrinsic love and joy, to the spiritual light of their soul, they're living the highest light. They're living the most vital lives, full of goodness and joy and connection, with true relationships, a relationship with themselves and with other people all around them, with God and the Jewish people and the whole of humanity. So just taking a few minutes to contemplate that chasing the material, physical world isn't giving us what we want, whereas tapping into our soul, into our neshama, into our intrinsic love and joy and connection and playfulness and kindness, that's going to help us be the light and to spread that light in the world around us. And the next thing we need to do is to lavin, to really understand that, v'lahachlit, and decide, this is who I want to be. I don't want to get my sense of self based on what I do or what I have or what I look like. I want to live according to my values. I want to live a more spiritually conscious life. I want to be more present. I want to be present with my spouse and just really hear them without having to think about my business or what I want from the relationship. I want to be present with my children and hear what they're going through without checking my phone and having it vibrating in my pocket. I want to even be present with myself, with my own emotions, without distracting myself and running away into a screen. I want to become a person who's truly present in all of my relationships. To be present with Hashem in my life, not just when I'm praying and saying blessings and doing mitzvahs, but in everything I'm doing. If I'm doing the washing up, if I'm going to work, if I'm talking to the electricity man, just how I speak to people. Am I showing up in a real place, in a kind place, in a present place? And then we must mitpalel. You have to pray, Hashem, please help me live this life. Let me tap into that jug of pure oil that was not touched by the Greek influence, my own soul, my neshama, that is always perfect and always pure, that no trauma has ever touched, that no pain has ever damaged, that nothing that I've ever done wrong has ever messed up in any way. And from finding that pure oil within ourselves, the Shemen Zayit Zach, the pure olive oil, then I can start lighting up my own life and I can start lighting up the world. And this is the miracle of Chanukah, that I can really spread the light beyond nature and touch the lives of people around me. Understanding that the key to healthy relationships is being a healthy person. And I just have to reveal that intrinsic state of health and connection and be present in all of my relationships. So this is before you've even lit your candles, you're sitting now and you're contemplating and you're yearning and you're praying and you're saying, Hashem, this is who I want to be. Please help me be that person. So just take a minute now to sit before you've even lit your candles and have the kavana, the intention. What do I want to do with these candles? What do I want to do with these mitzvahs? Who do I want to be? I just want to be present. I want to light up my own soul. And whilst I'm lighting the candle, I'm feeling that I'm bringing light and love and kindness and spirituality into my life. And then I'm going to spread it to the people around me. And now you're getting ready to light the candle. So take your time. Have some kavana. Either you can use the kavana in the siddur l'shem yichud kudsha brichu shchinteh. I'm doing this to unite the masculine and feminine aspects of godliness. Or whatever words just come to you, Hashem, I'm doing this to connect to you, to bring light into my life and into the world around me. And then you say the bracha, Baruch Ato. When you say Baruch, feel that you're really bringing Hashem into the world. And when you say Ata, you, feel that you're really speaking to Hashem, who is really there, present, imminent in front of you. Baruch Ata, Baruch Ata. Breathing through your nose, connecting to your neshama. Baruch Ata Hashem, saying God's name. Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kiddishanu. You made us holy. You made us so holy, so spiritual, so connected, so pure, so godly. Asher Kiddishanu B'mitzvotav. With your mitzvahs, I have an opportunity. What an opportunity to do this mitzvah. To feed my soul, to connect to Hashem, to bring light into my life. Asher kiddishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lahadlik. And when you say the word lahadlik, to light up, feel like you're lighting up your own soul. Lahadlik ner Chanukah. The lights of Chanukah, which we know are the lights of creation, of spirituality, of godliness. And the next bracha, Baruch Ata, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Sha'asa Nisim La'avoteinu B'yamim Ha'hem. Bezman Hazeh, Bezman Hazeh, the Nisim, the miracles that you did for our forefathers, they're coming into the world in this time as well. The same spiritual light of the original Chanukah is flooding into creation, and we're bringing that into our lives. She'asa nisim li'avoteinu b'yamim ahem b'zman hazeh. And on the first night, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Shehechiyanu V'kiyemanu V'higiyanu lazman hazeh. You kept us alive, you kept us full of vitality through all the years, all the wars, all the pogroms and the inquisitions and the crusades and the holocausts and October the 7th. We're here and we're still spreading light, and I'm here at this joyous occasion of lighting my Chanukiah like my ancestors have for thousands of years, and doing the Jewish mission of bringing light into the world. And now you're going to sit and you're going to bask in the light of the Chanukiah. So if you can take at least 5 minutes to just feel the light of Chanukah coming into your life, sit up straight, loosen your neck and shoulders, breathing very deeply through your nose, filling up your lungs. And every time you breathe in, you're breathing in the light. The light of the candle, you're breathing it in directly into your neshama. The light of the candle represents your soul, your neshama. It represents a revelation of the Or HaGanuz, the light, the original light of creation that was hidden, that is coming back into the world and flooding over your consciousness, healing every part of your psyche, every part of your physicality. As you breathe in, feel light, feel healing, feel clarity and warmth. And as you breathe out, you're breathing out the Greek darkness, the stress, the frustration, the fear, the tension in your body and in your heart and in your mind. And you're letting go and you're breathing in light and love and joy directly into your neshama. So just spend a few moments now breathing very deeply through your nose, basking in the light of the Chanukah candles, smiling and filling your heart lehodatu lehalel with acknowledgement and praise and gratitude. How amazing it is to be a Jew, to be doing the same mitzvahs that our ancestors were doing, saying the same brachas that our ancestors were doing, to be given opportunities to connect to our soul, to connect to Hashem, to feed our spirituality and bring that into the world around us. Just taking a few minutes, breathing and smiling and basking in the holy light of the Chanukah candles. Take as much as time as you like, but when you are ready to open your eyes, try to bring the light of love and joy into how you see the world around you. See the world through spiritual eyes, through Chanukah eyes, through godly eyes, and spread that inner light to those around you.